all three of the appointed scripture readings for today's Mass challenge us to remember that the way we see things is not always the way God sees things. God alone is good. God alone knows everything. God alone can perfectly read the human heart. And God alone is perfectly just. The great sage Sirach in today's first reading reminds us that the Lord is a God of justice who knows no favorites. The Apostle Paul in today's second reading teaches Timothy that at my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but the Lord stood by me. And in today's gospel, according to Luke, we hear of another example of how God might see things quite differently than we might first expect. Two very different men go up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a tax collector. In a legal system that made little or no distinction between civil law and religious law, the Pharisees were highly regarded for being zealous, even exacting about the law of God. The Torah, the law, was given to guide every situation of life. But in order to protect the purity and perfection of the holy law, the Pharisees built what they called a wall around the Torah. In their exactitude, they went well beyond what the law required. Listen again to the Pharisees' prayer. Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, and certainly not at all like that publican, that public sinner. I fast twice a week, not just once. I pay tithes to the temple on every single penny I earn, even on the products of my garden not demanded by the law. As a faithful Pharisee, I am a paragon of strict religious observance, and I am universally esteemed as righteous by all my fellow citizens. Dear God, thanks again that I am not like that disgusting publican standing there in the back of the temple court, a traitor to his own people, who shamelessly works for Rome, collecting taxes, and no doubt stealing and cheating on a daily basis. But the unrighteous publican said very little when praying before the sanctuary of Almighty God. He would not even raise his eyes. He stood as far back as possible in what was called the court of Israel, that part of the temple before the sanctuary reserved exclusively for Jewish men. He just beat his breast and cried out in his heart, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." He confessed to God that he was guilty. He admitted that he had broken God's law, and he recognized that the only way he could ever become righteous, become holy, would be through the grace and mercy of God. Jesus, who at the end of all time in history will perfectly judge the living and the dead, he declares that it was the publican, not the Pharisee, who from the perspective of God went home that day justified, freely forgiven, and acquitted of his sins. Basically, Jesus taught that there are too many walled up consciences in this world. Good people can be harder to change than bad people. The self-righteous often excuse themselves just as readily as they accuse other people. If someone believes they are already perfect, they certainly do not believe they need God's forgiveness. But in reality, we are all sinners. According to the teaching of the Word of God, even the just fail daily. And so only those who humble themselves before God can be justified by his gift of grace. And it is true, the angels do rejoice whenever a sinner turns back to God. In our imperfect human judgments, we must therefore never announce our own righteousness. We must never despise our neighbor or assume for ourselves God's unique role as the perfect lawgiver and the perfect just judge. And when we pray, we must pray the way Jesus taught us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Or in the words of the ancient Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You know, in a real way, every time we come to Mass, we are already standing before the tribunal of Almighty God. We are assembled in the temple of the living God, not made by human hands like the temple of stone built by King Herod, but instead the temple of the Holy Spirit, made up of all those men and women baptized and confirmed in Christ. We hear the absolute truth proclaimed in the Word of God, and we confess our great need for that truth. In the name of Christ, we pray together for the church and for the whole world, for saints and sinners, for the healthy and the sick, for our nearest and dearest, even for strangers, and because God alone can rightly judge the human heart, we are even commanded to pray for our enemies. And in this gate of heaven, we unite ourselves with choirs of worshiping angels, with the saints in glory, and even with the holy souls in purgation, as the one perfect sacrifice of Christ, our high priest and mediator, is renewed, made available, truly made present in our midst. We are fed and satisfied by that bread that has come down to us from heaven itself. And so our grace-filled conversion may be deepened and sustained over a lifetime until we at last enter into eternity. So something should always happen to us at each and every Mass. We can become a part of what we receive, but only if we come hungry for God's rich banquet. Only if we first confess our poverty and acknowledge our great need. God makes us ask questions that God alone can answer. God awakens longings that he alone can satisfy. And God inspires capacities that he alone can empower. It doesn't matter if we are a priest, a bishop, religious or lay, rich or poor, young or old. We all need the healing presence of our good God in our lives. And if we hope at the end of Mass to return to our homes justified like that publican described in today's gospel, like him, we must first humble ourselves and then joyfully welcome God's gift of mercy. God will surprise us with options we thought were unavailable. That's what makes God, God. So the sadness of sin can give way to the happiness of knowing the Lord. Our bliss and peace for time and for a wonderful eternity. We are called to cling always to that amazing grace and to the astonishing perspective of God's abundant love.